Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hello, friends, family in Christ. Thank you so much for listening and sharing the podcast. And for those of you tuning in and watching, hello. We've got an in-studio guest, so we don't always have someone in studio. But whenever I find about someone that's doing something really interesting for the Lord, doing some great work locally, and that means we're in Wisconsin, right? I like to get them on. And so this is Amber Rocky. We're going to bring her on in a minute. The website is AmberRocky, R-O-C-K-E-Y.com. And she's a creative entrepreneur and ministry-minded marketer. And she's passionate about helping others live out their calling in the marketplace through Amberly Creative and partnerships like the Serve Network and Business with Christ. She's building spaces where faith and business come together to advance the kingdom of God. Now, I'm going to have her explain a lot of that as we hear her story. So, Amber, welcome to Worldview Matters.
Hi, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And good to have you in studio.
Yeah, it's
wonderful. We've only had a couple since we had the new studio built here. I think you're like the third, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Not had a lot of people in. Usually we do it via Zoom, but this is good to actually have a face and someone right here. So, let's start with, you do a lot, and I want to give the websites because there's so many websites that you're involved with. Mm-hmm. One of them, we already gave the AmberRocky.com, but there's also KingdomMarketplace.life, mm-hmm. KingdomMarketplace.life. And friends, I'm going to have her explain these. There's Serve Wisconsin, that's ServeWI.com. And then there's modernday.org, mm-hmm. modernday.org. So we're going to walk through these one at a time, and we're going to start with Kingdom Marketplace. But before we do that, mm-hmm. your story. I didn't know about you, and recently I was in a meeting several months ago, I think, at least now, with a couple pastors and a couple Christian business owners and leaders in the community, and your name came up, mm-hmm. and you were doing a website for this person, and I thought, what does she do? Mm-hmm. And so you do websites for missionaries or for ministries. Sometimes you get paid, sometimes you do them for free. Mm-hmm. So before we get to that, because I think that's very interesting for people to know, how did the Lord work in your life to start going down this road and this path, mm-hmm. and how long have you been doing that?
Sure. Well, thank you again for having me.
Sure.
So I guess I would go back to when I was saved, because that's really when it all began. I had grown up in church and I knew about the Lord, but I did not submit to the Lord until about 7 years ago. And I had done what most prodigals do, really just got to the end of myself and was in a very dark place, and had a friend suggest to me that she thinks it's time for me to go back to church. And I was like, yeah, that checks out. And I just went immediately. And I had enough experience with church and with the Lord to know that he would speak to me there, but I had no idea that my life was about to change. And so I had gone to just a small local church, and there was a guest speaker there at that day, and he said these words that changed my life, and they were, everybody wants Jesus to be their savior, but not everybody wants him to be their Lord.
That's so good. That is so good. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a savior, but Lord means we submit our lives to his authority, his lordship.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So those words really like broke open my heart.
Convicting.
And it is really the lordship of Jesus Christ that saved me and completely changed me. I knew right in that moment that I was never going to be the same. I belong to a church now. I follow the Lord now. And then obviously, you know, it takes a while for everything else in your life to get into order, but it was very much in the beginning there. So I've been a website developer and in the marketing field for almost 20 years now.
Wow.
And so it was, I see how God was like preparing me for the work that he had for me. I didn't initially go to school for website development, but it was my employer at the time who had encouraged me to start working with websites. And so I had these skills and I was like, I want to use them. And I had this vision, this idea that, you know what, I want to make websites for churches, for missions, for ministries and things like that. And then I just really didn't see like the pathway to that. I'm really sort of first generation Christian. And so I have a lot of like examples, although I have been surrounded by an amazing body of Christ. But yeah, so I kind of had that in the back of my mind and then still continued in the corporate world for several more years. And I was very blessed in that avenue. But the Lord just kept kind of like pulling me towards different things. And so I had briefly mentioned before we started that I make prayer journals. Mm-hmm. And that was really like one of the first things that was a practical application.
So did you do that before you started doing websites for people?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's mention that. That's over on your website, amberrocky.com.
Yeah.
And there's a tab, My Journals, Prayer Journals. And so if this was one of the first things you did, I want you to just... How can people get those on the website, sure, on Amazon?
Yep. So they are available on Amazon, but there's links to all of the Amazon items right on my website. And so really, when the Lord saved me, he took something that I was already doing, which was writing and journaling, just writing everything down, and he redeemed it, really like strengthened and grew my relationship with him through journaling. And so it's so important to me, and I just know that it can be great for other people as well.
Yep.
So I set out to make a journal that was like, what do I want to write? What do I want to do in a journal? And it's basically, you know, they always start with reading the scripture, maybe finding some scripture to meditate on each day.
So this is not just journaling. This is kind of like having a little scripture for a devotional thought and then writing out. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So read the word, meditate on the word, write, you know, like your thoughts. And it might be about that word, or it just might be about, you know, what's going on in life. And then always ending in prayer. And I found that so powerful because I can look back on the prayers that I've written and it's like, wow, like to see how God has like come through and answered so many prayers and to see how my prayers have changed over time. It's really been a blessing. So
I want to ask you about, there's four of them here, the Gospel of Matthew, then there's Mark, Luke, and John. There's four separate journals. Mm-hmm. You've got women's journal, you've got men's journal, and one called Warrior Prayer Journal. So just briefly differentiate. Tell us about those.
Yep. So the women's and the men's journals were the first ones, and they really follow the format that I just described. And then the Gospel series is a book that's like a daily chapter through each gospel, and it gives space to like make observations and make notes, really dig in and study. And then also these also have some a little bit more unique pages in them where it could be like visually draw your favorite parable that was like talked about in this book,
or okay,
something that helps you to like apply this word in a more creative way that, you know, helps the word, you know, hide in our hearts.
Well, you know, I think we need more journals like the Warrior Journal. That really is appealing to me because we talk on this podcast a lot about spiritual warfare and the role as Christians, not just to be strong in prayer, but to be able to be out in culture and impacting culture as light for Christ.
Yeah.
And we need a warrior spirit in this day and age.
So true.
So tell us about that one.
Yep. So that one does that. All of my journals are really, they're not really like leading, because I believe that the Holy Spirit is sufficient to teach us and lead us in all things.
Amen.
And so that one is really about like I had said before, reading your Bible, meditating on the Bible, seeking God, praying and seeking God to for that direction and, okay. and to teach us.
Okay, awesome. So you can link on your website, amberrockey.com, rockey.com, or and you can get the link to Amazon as well.
Yeah.
Love the pictures there of the different things. So let's go back now to Kingdom Marketplace, because that was one of the first things that I was someone explained that to me about what you do.
Yep.
And I'm looking at Christian-owned businesses on this site. Now, these are partners, or explain to us the marketplace. Now, this is locally. This is not nationally, right?
Right.
But there's a lot of Christian businesses that don't know how to get connected with others, don't know who to partner with, and they're not really promoted in a certain place. Tell us about how this came together.
Yeah, so thank you for asking about this.
Yeah.
This was actually a vision that I had received about how beautiful and blessed it is to support our Christian brothers and sisters. And there's too much to get into about how this was laid on my heart. But I found partnership with Sherry Byrell from the Serve Network, and this project or effort was built up to create an online resource or listing for Christian-owned businesses, as a free resource for Christians to be able to seek out and support those Christian-owned businesses. In addition to that, we also have a directory listing of local Christian schools, and so
excellent.
Yeah, there's a bridge there from the Christian Educators Expo
which we'll talk about.
But so we have the schools on there, we have the businesses, and then the next phase of this, which we'll be rolling out in 2026, is the local Christian ministries, and I have a whole mind map for this thing, but with future opportunities to share enrichment activities and outreach opportunities or volunteer opportunities for people just to be engaged and involved in the culture.
That's awesome. So the one that jumped out at me is Jerky for Jesus.
Oh, do you know Jerky for Jesus?
No. Okay. So it's beef jerky and...
Yes.
They give the proceeds to missions, or how does that work?
Yeah, so Jerky for Jesus is a new company, and it I'm actually particularly fond of it because I have been working with the owner, Brian Walder, in helping him launch his business. So I just created a new website for him,
awesome.
A lot of marketing materials. But he's got his own story. And anyways, he is selling really great beef jerky, and it is like catching on so fast.
Great.
And his packaging it's all about Christ, and he wants to see the gospel spread through something that he feels
Praise
called
God.
To. And and so he does fundraising opportunities for schools, and he also donates 10% of his profits to Feeding the Hungry.
So does he have a storefront, or is this online, a mail order jerky business?
Yep. So he is online right now. And then I'm sure, I don't want to speak for him, but I'm sure he would be eager to have his product in like retail stores.
Well, let's check into that a little bit. Check
into
Jerky for Jesus. And right under that, Lighthouse Christian Books.
Mm-hmm.
I know the owners there, and I know the manager, Matt. They've got my books in that store there in Green Bay, Wisconsin on Oneida Street. So.
Yeah.
The mission of Kingdom Marketplace, did you kind of already define that a little bit? You wanted to connect Christian businesses, business owners in the community and get them promoted and networked?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then speaking of networks, so the Kingdom Marketplace, I'm in partnership with the Serve Network.
Transition to that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then also Business with Christ, which is a networking group out of the De Pere Chamber, and they are meeting monthly to get together. Business owners or Christian professionals are getting together, and it's so blessed.
Wow.
They're talking about topics like current event type topics, and how do we lead as Christian business leaders, business owners in the current age in this current climate. And it's just, it's been wonderful. And so we are partnering with them for the networking arm of this thing.
Okay.
And yeah, if on the Kingdom Marketplace website, on the bottom of the homepage, there's a form to sign up to be informed about upcoming Business with Christ meetings.
That's awesome. And on the bottom of Serve Wisconsin, that's S-E-R-V-E-W-I, mm-hmm. Serve WI.com, the mission to connect and equip Christian leaders to fulfill the great commandment and great commission. Mm-hmm. Excellent. That should be all of our
right.
you know, mission personally as in our sphere of influence. But this is great. And I live in De Pere. So,
oh, right on.
So anything else about Serve Wisconsin? Because I do want to get to the Christian Educators Expo before we run out of time.
Yep, that's a great segue.
Okay,
so the Serve Network or Serve Wisconsin, the Serve Network, I might have kind of given an overview, but they are bringing together ministry leaders in the Green Bay area, and she brings to I mean Sherry Byrol is the leader of okay. the Serve Network, and she brings together ministry leaders to really share about their ministries and how they're doing and give praises to, like, you know, God for provision and everything else. And those are really cool. An offshoot of the Serve Network is the Serve Christian Educators. And it's like a group or a committee where Christian educators can come together and discuss similar topics. And so I got involved with that because I was on the school board for Grace Christian Academy. I am not myself an educator, but I do care a lot about Christian education and our children in this nation. Yeah. And so... So
I do want to mention Jeremy Johnson is a mutual friend.
Yeah.
He's a friend of mine, friend of yours, and he's with Grace Christian Academy out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, for those of you that haven't heard of Grace Christian Academy.
Yeah.
And they also partner with Freedom Project Academy.
Yes, they do.
Yep. Here in this building, the other side of the building there.
Yep. So Grace Christian Academy is 3K through 12, non-denominational Christian school in Green Bay, and they are very discipleship focused, mm-hmm. and they care a lot about unity. So you'll see a lot of the people at GCA are involved in things that are bringing the community together, including the Christian Educators Expo, which we started then last year was our first year. We met at the Cup of Joy in January, and we brought together several Christian schools from the Green Bay area and some other, and also, I'm sorry, also homeschool groups. Mm-hmm. So it's all education.
Wow.
And then also like supplemental education and post-secondary education. And so, and it's all Christian focused. We have keynote speakers, and we do have keynote speakers for this year, but I just didn't get that information in time now, to update it.
Yeah. We have to mention this is in January.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. So this will be our second year this year.
Okay.
And it's free to the public to just come there, and you can walk around booths, and they've got like prizes, and you can just learn about all the different education options that are available right here in our community.
Yeah.
And there are a lot.
I think there's a lot that people would be surprised about, people locally maybe that have young children or their school age, and they don't know about all mm-hmm. these options,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we, in partnership with this, we put together on the Kingdom Marketplace a listing of the local Christian schools. I don't think it's exhaustive because I found more. but I also, on that website, if you get a chance to look at it, it has a link on there that compares the schools. And I was just comparing it by things like what denomination they are, what their teaching style is, how many how many students they have.
It's going by fast, and mm-hmm. there's other information to get out. Modern day missions. Now, you are a registered 501c3.
I am.
So the average person that doesn't know about what you do, you know, you're doing websites. Why are you a 501c3? Can you explain that?
Yeah. So back when I was when I started and I was telling you about the mission that the Lord had given me to serve ministries and missions with my talents. I had that passion in my heart. And then a friend of mine had suggested that I look up a mutual friend. His name is Dave Weed, and he runs Outward Heart, which is an organization that similarly serves ministries and missions. And but they do a lot of like event planning, branding, design work and everything. And I went and I looked on his website, and I was really surprised to see two things. One, that what God had laid on my heart can be done. And two, that if I don't do it, he's going to use somebody else to do it. And so, and then I went to another page on his site, and it said he was looking for somebody with my exact skill set.
Wow.
So I just had to reach out and like, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
So I immediately started working with Dave while I was still in my corporate job. I started working together with him and started working on projects. And now, like with Outward Heart, I've done projects like the Community Warehouse, which is an organization down in Milwaukee area that runs a warehouse. It's a prison rehabilitation ministry.
Okay.
And they give jobs to people. And then in the warehouse where they sell these supplies, that goes to support the ministry.
Wow.
Or the mission. Also, Be Still Retreats, which is Central Wisconsin, and they do retreats for free for ministry leaders and pastors to help combat burnout. So they give space for them to go and get away for free. It's a beautiful ministry.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
So many needed things that you're describing. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, so I've been working with Outward Heart, and then about a year and a half ago, in one of those projects that I was working on, I was listening to a sermon, and I just really felt compelled that, you know, God put this on my heart like 5 years ago. And in another 5 years, I could be sitting here saying the same thing.
Yep.
And so I went for it, and I put in my notice at my corporate job, and I was really going for trying to seek full support to just be able to provide for ministries and not have to charge anything. But meanwhile, the Lord has really provided for me in my for-profit avenue, which is Amber Lee Creative,
like the prayer journals and things like that.
Yep. And so I do work with some like organizations more corporately with their marketing, social media marketing, and a lot of their web stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been supported that way. And so anybody who supports me, like if you don't have a ministry and but you're still interested in web support, just know that in the end, that does still support kingdom work, because I'm doing it whether or not I get the the nonprofit type support for it.
So this kind of explains at the very beginning, we mentioned that sometimes you get paid to do these websites for Christian ministries, and sometimes you don't. You do them for free.
Yep.
And I asked, well, how can you afford to do them for free? Because you get donations.
Yeah.
Okay. So if people wanted to find out more about that, is that amberrocky.com media ministry?
Yeah, you will find out more about that on that page. And then also to support that, you can support through Modern Day, which I wanted to explain. I did not create the Modern Day website, but I'm affiliated through Modern Day. So so that's where I hold my nonprofit status through.
So that's the moderndaydot.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gosh, there's just so much, and we've just got 3 minutes left. So what do you see coming like in the future? Are you branching out anymore? It sounds like you're doing so many different things already.
Yeah.
What's on the agenda for you, like going into the next year perhaps?
Well,
any big plans?
I'm eager to see Kingdom Marketplace continue to grow and to see, you know, like what happens with that. As I had mentioned before, I'm working with Jay Zoller on Forward Wisconsin, which his effort to see Christians impact culture and change, you know, the trajectory.
Okay, so we need to mention this right now because that's what got me connected to Amber.
Yeah.
Because I met with Jay Zoller and a handful of pastors and other Christian business owners. We talked about this. We talked about his plans and trying to get Wisconsin Christians engaged in this battle, salt and light, the basic principles of Christians being salt and light in our communities. And I just wanted to mention that is so important. And just the fact that your name came up and you're helping him in that respect as far as the website. So we're really hoping that we can get more and more people involved, Christian, not only the business owners, but people who want to get out in the public and engage and get Christians educated and informed. I just did a podcast recently on the biblical worldview slide decline that we've been seeing in the last several decades. It's really sad.
People
that say they're Christians and they don't fully understand the Bible or the application of it. Mm-hmm. That means getting out of church on a Sunday and impacting their communities or their workplace or their culture Monday through Saturday. So. Yeah. I was going to read this quote, but it's a little too long. So I just want to get the last minute to wrap it up with you. What do you want to encourage people? You know, we got a bigger nationwide audience than locally, I think, but we do have more and more people from Wisconsin finding out about Worldview Matters and locally. What do you want to say to people locally to encourage them?
Oh.
Maybe even to get them connected with you and what you're doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would love for people to connect with me on amberrocky.com or kingdommarketplace.life. Any of those ways, honestly, would be great to share with me. Tell me about like what you're doing, because I love hearing about how God is moving and he's doing so many good things. I think that there's a lot of negativity that goes around, or like we think, you know, that maybe things are a little hopeless, but they're not.
Yes.
And I see the kingdom growing, and I would just encourage people in that. But also, you know what? Follow what God has called you to do, because he's made us all with a unique purpose, and we're all different, and our purposes are all different. And he can just be glorified in so many ways.
Amen. Amen. And we, you know, we've just got to get back out there, friends, if you haven't been out really reaching people the gospel. In fact, we have a couple seconds left. I really wanted to go over and just remind people of why we're doing this, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in salvation, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Jesus is Lord. That's from Romans chapter 10. Amber Rocky, thank you for coming in today. It's so good to meet you. God bless you and all you're doing. I'm sure people will get in touch with you. Friends, thank you for sharing the podcast and for your prayers especially. God bless you, and as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.